What's up, salty tears? I'm over here knocking crap over. How are you? How are you doing? Yes, I know it's been ancient years since I've actually done an episode, and I apologize for that. I've had a lot going on, and we're going to talk about it today. Biggest thing is, it's a Sunday, and I normally would not be doing a recording on Sunday morning. I was going to do it last night, and I came home and I passed out, so I just want to tell you to start for that, but we're going to get back on the road. So this is episode number 6. Welcome, welcome in. I have been trying to expand my platform. Good morning, B. Mr. B says good morning, folks, and if you're new here, the Salty Tea Podcast isn't a podcast where we talk about gossip, although I do talk about literally everything that happens in a day-to-day basis of my life. The Salty Tea is pretty much my platform to where I just talk and I just tell you how it is. It is my way of escaping the fact that, you know, I'm pretty much alone right now. And if you are new here, go watch episodes 1 through 5. My last episode that I've done, 4 and 5 are together. Because I covered 2 topics in that episode, so this makes it episode number 6. But if you're new here, welcome in. I'm glad you're here. It's just a safe place to talk. I literally have no filter. This is an unedited raw version of myself. I'm not like most podcasters. A lot of people want to go in and make it perfect. I am not. You will hear me yelling at B sometimes. You will hear B in the background tapping his little paws. Sometimes you'll hear Sage meowing if you don't know who those people are. B is my dog. Sage is my cat. And of course there's me. First 3 episodes pretty much explain the salty tea, explains, you know, why I'm doing this, the name behind this. So if you are new, like I said again, welcome in. I'm real. I'm a real person. I'm not one of those crazy fake celebrities that are doing this to get money or likes or, you know, just any of that. I'm doing this for my own benefit. It helps, and I can tell a difference from when I was doing it to the constant every day versus me going 3 weeks without making an episode. I felt a lot better after I talked it out and just kind of released that stress. So ultimately, it is me just getting my mind out, my thoughts out, just clearing it up. There is no rhyme or reason to this podcast. And the reason why I chose to do a podcast this way is because, one, I am a person that's all over the place. That's just it. And two, like I said, if you go listen to the first 5 episodes, you'll see a reason why I do this. But if you're here, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whenever you decide to listen to this. My name is Sarah. Welcome to the Salty Tea Podcast. So I've been MIA for 3 weeks and I hated it. and it's just because so much is going on. I have been sick, actually physically sick, and then I've had some health issues on top of that. Which, honestly, if you think about it, health issues, being sick, is kind of going in the same category, but completely 2 different spectrums. I was super, super dehydrated due to the heat. If you did not know, I am a FedEx delivery driver, so right now we're in the heat, delivering packages. You were happy today, man. You telling these people good mornings? Yeah, good mornings. Now go lay down, please. Go lay down. I apologize. So the heat is really just draining us delivery drivers. So if you see a delivery driver, they're doing a good job. Everybody needs a little positivity in their life. And for delivery drivers, especially your UPS, FedEx, DHL, I think it is DHL. I don't know. I can't remember all of them. But, you know, your package handlers who are literally making sure that you have your medications, and that is the last minute gift you bought for Susie for her birthday, and, you know, your food boxes. Just please remember that we're out here busting ass, and we're trying to make it happen. And some of us get yelled at because, oh, we're like 10 minutes late. Listen, Linda, it's hot. I don't have the privilege to sit in an air conditioner all day on my ass. I am literally kicking ass trying to make it happen. So be respectful, please. We didn't tell you to order 15 of the same lawn chair that is heavier than life, and you just expect it to be delivered at 10 o'clock in the morning. If you two don't cut it out, Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. Speaking of, FedEx is starting to get on my nerves. I'm not even gonna lie to you. they're on some craziness. I was talking to another coworker, and he's been doing something. So our Christmas time frame that we do our packages and stuff in is called peak. And he was telling me that he's running numbers as if we were in peak season. And I was like, it's the summertime. Like, what are you talking about? And he said, yeah, I'm running numbers as if we're in peak season. And I said, that is insane. I'm so sorry. So, yeah, we are running what seems like peak numbers. So, please be mindful when you're just putting add to cart and pay. Because we are out here slaving away. Like, literally. And when y'all get mad at us, remember we have the power here. You know, I have a boss that is all about protecting his drivers with the little bit of twist. Like, if you do something wrong, he's going to tell you, hey, that was wrong, let's get it fixed. But if you're in the right, he's going to protect you with all of his being. Like, he is the awesomest boss I have ever worked for. And if that's not a word, oh well, it's a word now. So anyway, we have some tea. I always call it tea, but it's pretty much my life. So make sure you have your tea, grab your little snacky snack. This episode is probably going to be the longest episode I ever make, just because there's so much to cover today. And I'm going to make sure that it gets all the way covered. I have some life updates. I have a lot of topics I'm going to talk about. It's going to be super in-depth. And we're going to talk about trolls, of course. I have some upcoming things I'm pretty excited about that it's in the works, so I'm going to talk about all of that. So, like I said, grab your tea, grab your little snacky snack, and let's hit the road. So, I guess I'll do my life updates first. I, on Friday, went to an eye appointment. I have not been to an eye appointment in 10 years. Okay. And so, I'm pretty much blind. My left eye is worse than my right eye, which that's a given because I can tell. Apparently, my lenses are going to be as thick as day when they come back, and I should get them Wednesday. I'm not sure. It being a holiday on Thursday, it could be a chance if I don't get it until after. But it is what it is. We'll figure it out. But, yeah. I got glasses coming. Not that I don't like my contacts, but there's just some days I just want to wear my glasses. And I didn't have that option right that second. So I went in, got an eye, my eyes checked because I definitely needed them to be checked. And so when the doctor came in, I was just like, your left eye though. And I was like, what about my left eye? It just gets awful. Like, you can't see shit. And I was like, yeah. I know, and it's really bad at night because I have astigmatism, and it's, like, blurry. If you don't know what that is, go look up pictures of astigmatism at night, and they will show you what we see. And it makes your head hurt. Like, if I drive at night, I have to be careful because I literally cannot see shit. Like, it's really bad. But, yes, I literally, I'm getting glasses. I will post a picture of my glasses on Instagram. When you see them, you know, just give me a comment. Show some love. I haven't worn glasses in a few years, actually. My glasses got broke, so I've been just relying on my contacts. And I know my eyes need a break. And, you know, I'm not saying that I won't ever wear my contacts again. I just, for a little while, I'm probably going to wear my glasses, get my eyes just to breathe and stuff like that. And just, you know, and the transition is probably going to get me the worst headache. But let me know if you wear glasses. Do you like them? Where do you get your frames from? I'm always up for suggestions. The glasses that I picked, I got two frames. I know one is like, that hard plastic, and the other one I think is like partly hard plastic, and then it's got the metal frame, and I hate metal frame glasses. I really do, but that's what I could afford at the time. For a bitch alert. that's what I could afford at the time, so that's what I got. So, and they're like an off tan color. So we'll see. So no judgment, please. Don't judge me. I have to be able to see. I have to be able to, like, function. Charles apparently likes me in glasses. I didn't realize that. So, I hope he likes these. Anyways. But yes, I've got glasses coming. I can't wait to literally, show you guys what they look like. So, next life update. I went on a little limb. You guys know I'm a delivery driver. I pick up heavy boxes all day long. I got my nose done. And I mean, I didn't go out and get them done. I just went to Walmart and bought like a $5-$6 pack of nail kit. And I did them. Now, my middle finger is completely different nail than the rest of these. And that's just because it's two packs into one. And I like this color of this blue that I've got. But they are super weak. And then the other nails that I had, they're like super like strong. The nail quality, you can tell the difference. But I still have them on. I'm still rocking them. They look great. I'm excited. I'm just trying to get my nails figured out and me stop biting my nails. And it's the worst habit that you could ever pick up. When you have anxiety, you literally chew your nails. And if you don't chew your nails, you pick at your skin. Or you know, I've seen even people pull the skin off of their lip to make their lip bleed. I mean, there's so many things people go through when they have anxiety. So it's just like, whoa, I gotta figure out something here. But, you know, I have been just trying to find other ways to improve my self-help and, you know, my mental health. And I said, you know, why not be a girl and protect your nails? Let's do your nails. And so I kind of did that out of my comfort zone. And so I have nails on, and believe it or not, it's a lot easier than I thought it was going to be with working with FedEx, you know, so, but I like them, makes me feel like a badass. They're crooked as hell, because I did them myself, but you know what, I'm a crooked person, so it is what it is. another life update that we're going to talk about is, so, I don't know if I told you this, or if you've listened to the podcast or not, but one of my coworkers, when she first started with the company that I'm working with, or the contract that I'm working with, I actually insisted on leaving right after she took over my route, which is the mountain route is what I call it, but I ended up not leaving for reasons, so I took over the bulk route, and now she got pregnant. She's eight and a half months pregnant, and she's on maternity leave, and I don't know if she's coming back or not, but I'm taking back over my old route on the mountain. So I have officially, as of yesterday, which today is Sunday, I have officially took over the mountain route. Yay me. I'm super excited about it. It's super easy. There are parts of that route that I just don't like, but you know, it is what it is. Every route has its flaws. It feels good to be somewhere back in the normal. For the last 8 months, I've done nothing but extra heavy boxes, ICs, whatever. And my legs have gotten so buff, it's insane. I need to, like, do a before and after picture so everybody can see what I'm talking about. But it has been an insane journey. I pushed myself to limits I didn't think I had, and I amaze myself every day. And while people think that's cocky, I'm just literally telling you, like, it amazes me every day that I'm literally still, you know, pushing. And I can tell the difference from when I first started till now, because when I first started FedEx, I weighed almost 400 pounds. It was really hard to walk up heels, and when I first started, I was learning I wasn't quite on the mountain route, but there was parts of that route that I was learning, and the hills alone were just horrible. And I kept telling myself, I said, I don't know if I can do this. I don't know if I can actually physically do this. I'm tired all the time. But keep in mind, I weighed almost 400 pounds. So I had so much weight on me. My asthma was super bad. I'd have to stop after I walked up a hill and just catch my breath. And I mean, I was contemplating quitting, but I didn't. Fast forward to, and this was in 2022. Actually, I think this was in 2021. The end of 2021. I want to say 2021. Maybe 2022. I can't remember. Fast forward to 2024. I have lost over 250 pounds. My asthma is more controlled. There are some times where I pick up something heavy and I do have to walk up a hill that I can feel it, but it is easily controlled. I can, you know, get myself back into a normal breathing mode. I have gained muscle strength. And it's all from doing this job. I have not worked out. This is my workout. I have not changed my eating habits. And don't come for me, Karens, because guess what? I love food and I'm going to eat whatever the fuck I want to. If it is not meant for me to have it, then I won't eat it. But I'm going to tell you, I am not a healthy guru. I love cheese. I love mac and cheese, or cheese mac and cheese that my husband makes. I love fried food. I will eat cake, but it's not something all the time. I love my tea. I love my coffee. I love drinks. You know, I'm going to eat whatever I want, and because I have one life to live. And if you don't like it, then you can just take a back seat, take the high road, do whatever. But don't come on me. Don't come over here commenting on, you know, my stuff, or, you know, letting me know, hey, guess what, you need to be more healthier, because that's not healthy. I burn more calories doing my job than probably the average person who walks out, like, does working out. So, not really concerned about your comments, not really concerned about that. If I could literally lose almost 200, and I think I'm at 275 pounds I've lost, just by walking and lifting boxes every day, then I know I could do anything. So, I'm not too concerned about what I eat, you know, because I'm still thick. I'm not even gonna lie to you. I'm still thick. But I have lost so much weight and I have toned up my midsection, and it just, I feel great. I feel good about myself. I can look in the mirror and not want to cry. I can look in the mirror and say, girl, you are fucking fine as hell. I'm so proud of you. And I just, soaking that in, because I was at a time in my life when I was almost 400 pounds that I was depressed. I was not doing well. My mental health was declining. I was mentally in a position where I wasn't happy, and I knew I wasn't happy, but I kept on trying to push to be that person, and I really wasn't. And where I was versus where I'm at now is a complete different change. My mama can tell you, that where I was before, it was disheartening, it was heartbreaking. Versus where I'm at now, I'm a strong badass bitch and I know it. And the changes I made, the person that I was dating at the time, had a big impact on me in that particular scenario versus, you know, who I'm with now. And although there's a lot of things that has happened between, the person I am with now versus the person I was with, you know, I have gained momentum and I gained so many, like, just so many things in my mind that my mindset has changed completely as to where I'm stronger and I'm healthier, and I know that I can put my mind to anything that I do versus when I was in that weight bracket of being 400 pounds. I'm pretty sure I was close to having a heart attack. I could not hardly walk across the floor without having problems breathing, obviously. I was so depressed, I ate all the time. And I mean, I hardly eat now. I'm not saying that I don't, but I do eat. When I eat, I pig out. But I know I'm going to lose it anyway. But I could see a change. I could see the difference in me, and I am 100% more better than I was. I am a lot stronger than I have been. I matured a lot. I know where I was at versus where I'm going, pretty much. So I'm so proud of myself for that. And it's incredible. You know, a little bit of change can just change everything, and I'm okay with that. I sent pictures to Charles, and he received them, I want to say Thursday, and he was like, I saw the picture where you had the little Chick-fil-A shirt on, and damn, you lost so much weight. Like, it's been that long since I've seen you. I said, I wasn't lying to you when I told you that I had lost all this weight. He was like, you just look so good. Like, I am so proud of you. And then just hearing that makes me feel good, because I used to look in the mirror and I just wanted to break mirrors because I did not like the person that I seen. I do have a comparison picture on Instagram. I might try to find it and drop it in the comments. If not, scroll through Facebook. Scroll through Instagram. You can see it. You can definitely see it. I don't have that many posts on there, so, but the last life update I want to give you is, okay, I'm on this, website called Threads. It's not even a website, it's an app. It's almost like Twitter, except for it's connected to your Instagram. Excuse me, I am yawning this morning. This is not okay. And so it's just kind of like the same thing as Twitter, though. You can retweet, you can repost, you can comment, you can like, yada, 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 yada. And they had a group chat for girls going on, and it's on my Instagram. Like, we're chatting in Instagram. So shout out to that group. You are all wonderful ladies. I appreciate and love you all. It has boosted my self-esteem. I'm trying to find new friends and just trying to, you know, get my circle, involve my circle. For those of you who know me, I have a really, like, small circle. Like, tiny, super tiny. And it's just because people aren't to be trusted. People can't be trusted. And, you realize that as you're getting older. You just, you know, you think all these people are your friends. You think that all these people are going to be here for you to the end of time. And in reality, they're not. So, my group of friends is super small. And it will probably remain that way. I'm not really worried about it. I know who my real friends are. I know who needs to be here, what needs to not be here. So, you know, I'm just doing what's best for me, because I have to maintain my mental health, and I'm definitely going to just have to look out for myself. I don't want to be in a position again where I almost attempted suicide, or I, you know, wanted to just fall off the face of the earth. That's why I have really just took a step back when I'm, you know, choosing who's in my circle and saying, okay, is this the person I really want to engage with for the rest of my life? Or, you know, even a short period of time to get to know this person? Or is it just a waste of my time? And I hate to put it that way, but it's just the truth, you know? You want somebody that's going to be there for the long haul. You want somebody that's going to be friends with you, that's going to encourage you, uplift you, and not treat you as a part-time person. Because you're not a part-time person. I want you to remember that. You're not a part-time person. You are more valued than that. You need to see your worth. And I've had to learn that. And if I have to be the person to remind you of that, let me be the person to remind you of that. But I don't want you to ever feel like that you're just part-time, because you're definitely more than a part-time person. And you should never be made to feel like you're just a part-time person. So just remember that. So that is it for my life updates. But we are going to talk and get into topics here just a second. But I did want to talk about something that's been really on my mind. So I told you in the beginning that initially I started a podcast because I was alone and, you know, this is my day to day. trying to like journal. It's a public day-to-day journal. And I explained to you about a friend who just decided that because I was still with Charles, it was bad for her boundaries and she left. And that was perfectly fine. And I'm having to do that same thing. And that ties into a topic that I want to talk about today, which it's entitled, Parent versus Kid. And I wasn't going to tell you, like, which parent, but because my mom does listen to this podcast, I don't know if my dad does or not, but it is about my dad. And for anybody who is listening that knows my father, I'm not going to go into in-depth about what's going on, but I will tell you this. I'm just tired. I'm tired of being the person that puts more effort into trying to make a relationship with this man than it's even worth. So the backstory, met my dad when I was about to turn 16. You can do the math, you know how old I am, and if you don't, I'll be 30 on my birthday. You can figure that out from there. But when we did meet, it was great. But you know, the truth came out, things happened, you know, it was, I don't regret meeting him so that I knew who he was, but at the same time, I just wish I was better prepared or I had listened to my grandmother when she said it's not worth it. And I'm not trying to be that person that says, don't go meeting a parent and then them not, just cutting them off just because. Some people's parents are great. Some people have everything that they need more. I have been dadless. I do have a stepdad. He was great. He's been great. But my actual biological dad, when he's good, he's good. And 85% of the time he's not. And in the situation that we're in right this second, like I said, I'm not gonna put this on this podcast, but I will say that in the situation that we're in right this second, I'm fixing to walk away. Me being the youngest of the two daughters that he has, I'm fixing to walk away. I am tired of the repeated and repetitive bullshit that he does. He talks about wanting to be a better man, and he talks about wanting to make sure that his girls are safe and secure, that he loves us, and that this and that and the other. But let me tell you something. If you wanted to do it, you would have already done it. If you wanted to be in someone's life, you're going to be in someone's life. I am not an option. I am not a second choice. I will never be a second choice, and I will never be an option. I am 100% real. I am 100% a person. I am your daughter. If you cannot choose me first and put me over the so-called choices that you make, then I don't want any part of it. And that goes for anybody. I am not a part-time person, and I do not wish to be treated as such. You don't like my choices? Leave. But do not tell me that you're going to just partly be in my life. No, you're either going to be here fully, or you're just not going to be a part of my life at all. And I'm not going to do it. And I'm not saying partly as in we talk like every 2 days out of the week. Because I know that we're adults and we are very hardworking people just trying to survive in this world. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying check in every 6 months. I'll hang out with you. Make plans with me, and then you just kind of bail on me. No, if I am not a priority in your life as your child, as a family member, or as a spouse, then fuck out of here. I'm not gonna sit here and wait on you. I'm not gonna beg you for attention. I'm not. And this may ruffle some feathers to some people who are listening. Oh, that's your dad. You need to, you need to make amends with him. You need to be there for him. Let me tell you something. If my dad wanted to be in my life, my dad would be in my life. I have offered multiple times for him to come over here. I have offered multiple times to meet up with him, hang out. We go do something together. We go hang out. It doesn't even have to be cost effective. It could be literally we just sit at a park and talk. There are things that you can do in the life that you live that don't cost anything. And one of those things is spending time, quality time with someone. You cannot tell me that I need to set aside my feelings and my hurt heart for a man who does not give two fucks about me. I'm sick of it, you know? I'm fixing to be 30. Half of my life, you were not there. And the other chapter of my life that you chose to want to be a part of and walk into, you know, you barely have been here now. And I'm done begging. 16-year-old me was super excited to have my dad in my life. 16-year-old me was super attentive and wanted all the things and wanted to be able to have normal conversations like fathers and daughters do. You know, I didn't get that. My dad, there's always an excuse with my dad. There's always an excuse. And I want to tell all my listeners, if you have that issue, I'm so sorry. If you had that issue with either one of your parents, I'm so sorry. I mean, as I've said before, my mom and I aren't 100% the greatest, and I have my views and opinions on my mother. But I am not going to sit here and say that my mother and my father are the same person, because they're not. My mom has been there. My dad has not. My dad chose not to be there. My mother stepped up and was a mother. So, no, there's no comparison between my mom and my dad. I don't always get along with my mom, and that's just the cold, hard truth. She has differences in opinions. I can't say that. Try to say that 10 times fast. But we either get into an argument about it, or we talk it out, we get done with it, we move on, versus my father, who just doesn't want to have anything to do with anything. If it's not about him, if it's not the sole purpose of him, then he has no, what sort I'm looking for. He doesn't want to be a part of it. He has no presence to be there. He has two beautiful, strong, independent women. Me being the youngest and my sister being the oldest. And that girl is on fire over there. Shout out to my sister, because, hello, sweet girl. You're rocking mom life. You're doing the damn thing. And my sister is a Christian and she doesn't kiss. And I don't know if she's listening to my podcast, but sister, sweet sister of mine, I'm so proud of you. And I just want to let you know that I'm proud of you. You are rocking mom life. You're rocking wife life. You're rocking everything that you do. And I'm super excited to see what your business does. I'm super excited to see where you go and your dreams, all of them come true. But our dad, and I say our because it is her dad too. Our dad, we have done so much and we have tried to push to be a part of each other's lives and trying to make it easy for us to just be there, and it just never happened. So I'm pretty sure she's been done. But I'm to the point in my life that I'm fed up. I'm fixing to be 30 years old. I am an adult, and I am sick. I'm so sick of trying to beg someone to be in my life. And as I've gotten older, I have literally noticed that the more real you are, the less people want to be around you. And in reality, that's fine. If you don't want me for the real person that I am, then back the fuck up. Because I'm just not going to sit here, and I'm not going to be fake to you. If I don't like something, if you're wearing something that just doesn't look right on you, I'm going to tell you, I'm not going to sugarcoat it for you, baby, because listen, why would I sugarcoat anything? In a world where it's already cool enough, we need to just be kind. And I mean, if it does not look good, then it ain't going to look good any which way you do it. So I'm just going to tell you, put something else on. You know, I get labeled the mean friend all the time. Well, guess what? I'm going to be the mean friend to the day I die. I am the most realest person you'll ever meet. I will tell you my honest opinion. I will tell you the truth. I have no reason to lie to you. There is no reason for me to lie. But I have gotten so many people that tell me, well, you need to make amends with your father. He is the only father you got. You know, how about this man step up to the plate and be a father? He doesn't even deserve the title father. I don't care. Anybody can become a father. It is easy to do. But the title dad? does not go with people who are not going to be active in their children's life. I said what I said. I do not care. I am ruffled right now. I'm so mad. I'm so upset about this. Like, I'm just, if you cannot hear the bipolar part of me coming out, then you're crazy. I cried last night. I cried in like three days straight over the situation. And like I said, I don't want to put all of it out there because there's some things that are just missing from the story and some things aren't adding up. That's why I'm not putting it out there. Also, it's a little bit personal, so we're just going to keep it that way. But, I just, mentally it's draining. Mentally it's too much. Mentally you just, you never know, you know? You never know what's going on in a person's life, especially with their parents. Everybody talks about, well, you have your dad. Who told you I had my dad? Who told you that my dad's in my life? I don't. I really don't. I do not have him. So just please don't be that person that says, yeah, you have your dad. But, yeah, I just, the amount of things that I've had to endure and just try to heal from the self-trauma that I've had, not even self-trauma, I say self-trauma, but I feel like I get my own self-trauma because I, you know, allowed this person to come into my life and I allowed him to be a part of my life, not knowing that I was a 16-year-old naive person, just a little girl wanting her dad to be in her life. And, you know, I just, it was my own fault. I feel like it is definitely my own fault that I had literally brought him and, like, allowed him to come in and just pretty much just build the walls that I have, you know, worked so hard down. I mean, everybody goes through trauma. Everybody goes through things. But there's nothing like having parent trauma. The two people that brought you into the world that are supposed to be your protecting space, that are supposed to be the people that are helping you grow and find, help you, like, get you to the point where you can find yourself and you know where you want to go in life. That those are the two people that need to be, you know, there. Those are your, that's your audience. That's your leaning support. That's the people that you want in your corner. And if they're not there, whether it be mom and dad, whether, like, you know, your grandmother, your grandparents, your sister, your brother, those people, those are people that help shift you. And you have the sparkling dust, as I like to call it, of the friends that you add to your spice of life. You know, those are the people that help shift you and shape you and just mold you into the person that you are. Ultimately, you're doing it yourself, but you're finding yourself. And you have these mini guiding lights, you know, these influences. And, you know, if you don't, it starts with your parents. And if you don't have your parents, how are you supposed to, where do you begin? Because you're learning things that your parents are supposed to teach you by yourself if you don't have them. So, you know, the things that you're supposed to learn from your dad, like oil changes, tires, you know, I mean, I don't know everything that dads talk to the parents or kids about, but, you know, it just, the things that are supposed to be taught, especially the whole, the way that a man is supposed to treat a woman, and it's a reflection of the dads treating the wives and the daughters and the sons. You know, it just, if he's not present, it's effective. But, you know, for anybody that's a dad that listens to my podcast and you are actually active in your kid's life, don't stop. If they ask you to go hang out with them at the park and let them ramble for like 15 minutes, 25 minutes, that's quality time. Do it. I know you're busy. I know you're tired. I know that it's hot outside. It could be in the wintertime, but if your kid comes to you and says, hey, I need like 15 minutes of your time. I need to let out this anger. They need you. Let them do it. Be there for them. Hold their hand while they cry in the process. Do not turn them away. That's all I'm asking. Be the better parent. You know, goes for moms too. You know, be there. Don't just say, I'm sorry, walk away. Be proactive in their life. There's going to become a time where these kids are not going to need you anymore. And I will always need my parents. I will always say that because I always need my parents. I am 30 or fixing to be 30, and I literally called my mom crying the other day because I could not get over the pain that I was having, and I felt like I was partially paralyzed. And I could not even fathom making words. I couldn't even say sentences. It was super bad. I called my mom and said, I need help. Please help me. Okay? My mom came to my rescue. My mom drove from the other side of town to come help me. That is what a parent is supposed to do. It does not matter what age you are. You literally are always going to need your parents. And these kids, this generation that we're in now, of these 15 to 20, I'm going to say 20-year-olds too, because they seem to think that they know everything. Just because you're an adult does not mean you don't need your parents. And I just said what I said. I'm 30. Fixing to be 30, I will always need my parents. But it's the transition of, is your parent really going to be there for you? For me. Because my dad has literally never been there. And he will publicly say, I've never been the best dad. Well, you can start now. It's never too late to start over. But when you ruin that trust and you ruin what has slightly been built up, you know, if you don't want to put any more effort into it, then that's on you. But I'm to the point where I'm just done. And I've never, like, I mental health is important to me. It will always be important to me. But there is a place and a time period where it's enough is enough. And I'm to that point where I'm done trying. I'm done reaching out. I'm done trying to pity someone that doesn't deserve pity, that can get up and change their lives. And that's the other part of what I want to talk to you, one of the many things I want to talk to you about. Like I told you, this podcast is going to be long, and I'm so sorry. I could break it down into two podcasts. But because I have not been here for 3 weeks, I have to cover some things. And there are podcasts out there that are like freaking 3 hours long, and I don't want to bore you, but these are just things that I need to talk about, because these are over the course of the 3 weeks that I've been gone, and I've been literally trying to, you know, get my mental health back on track and trying to get better from getting sick and recuperating. It's just been so many things that I've jotted down. Like, I have a notebook right next to me, and it's just like my notes are everywhere, and that's just like how my brain was. If you ever, I remember all of you that are, you know, have already graduated. And even if you're, you know, a listener and still in high school or whatnot, you know, if you ever get, like, bored in class and you're, like, semi-listening, but you're, like, really not listening, and you just start jotting down things on a piece of paper in a notebook, and it's literally everywhere which way, in different fonts and lettering, and there's drawings all over it. That's literally what my page looks like right now. And I mean, as I'm talking, I'm checking it off. That's what you hear in the background. When I'm picking up this pen, but, you know, I'm marking it off so I can cover everything. So if this is a 2-hour podcast episode, it's going to be 2 hours. You know, this is my life. But mental health is important. And a lot of people, especially the older generation, oh, you'll get sad, you'll get over it. It's not like that. I'm sorry to tell you that. And if you feel that way, then you might want to just, you know, either tune it out or, you know, decide to stop listening now. But it's not just you. You're not just going to get sad and get over it. That ties into trauma. If you, and the other word that came up is therapy, and I will explain why. I just don't feel like therapy is an option. And, I mean, that's your opinion. If it works for you, it works for you, but it does not work for me. But, mentally, as a person with BPD, bipolar depression disorder, it's either an all-time high or an all-time low, or there's no in-between. I'm either super fucking happy or I'm super fucking depressed and I can't function. And when I get down to the lowest of the low, it's just, I can't do anything. I literally will not, I don't want to even breathe. And it's just, that's how severe it is. And then I have my manic episodes where it's just like, I want to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning and clean my house and rearrange my house, which I'm literally manic right now. I'm doing this podcast. But inside, eternally, I'm like, I want to change my house around. I'm not lying to you guys. I literally walked in my apartment last night and I said, I'm changing my apartment tomorrow. I'm going to deep clean and change the look of my apartment. And I was like, why would I do that? But that's what I want to do. I have no idea why I want to do that, but I do. So probably when I get this uploaded, posted, and everything, and it's, you know, finished uploading, I'm definitely going to switch my apartment around. Crazy enough, I'm going to. So, but my mental health is when it's great, it's great. And when it's not, it's not. And that's just the simple way of putting it. Everybody gets depressed. Everybody gets upset. Everybody has those moments of, I really just don't feel like anybody cares about me. And that's when people tell you, well, you need therapy. You need to talk to somebody. Guess what? A therapist is not going to tell me how to live my life. A therapist is going to give me advice. Okay? It's like you're talking to yourself at a wall and looking at yourself in the mirror and saying, this is what's wrong with you. And then yourself is supposed to explain back as to why you're supposed to do it this way and that way. While therapy may work for you, I have tried therapy. It does not work for me. And don't come in the comments. Don't come at me saying, you need therapy. I know I need therapy, but therapy is not going to work for me. You know what I need? A group of badass girlies that wants to go sit in a motherfucking open field and scream until our lungs deplete and we feel better. I would do that with my husband, but my husband's not here. So I'm going to need you to, you know, I need a group of baddies, at least 25 of you, that wants to go sit in an open field somewhere and just scream and have coffee, maybe some alcohol afterwards. If you vape, we could bring the vapes and just have a picnic. Like, that's what I want, okay? That's what I need. I don't need no therapist, because the therapist is not going to think that's a great idea. I think it's a great idea, because in the society and the world that we live in, it's just too much. And a lot of our mental health are based on what we hear and see. And people are just like, don't listen to the world. When you're in your profile picture looking like you're a size negative zero, perfect skin, flawless hair, whatever. Listen, bitch, I am a McGriddle / thick chicken nugget, and I am not trying to be no double zero. My man likes me thick, okay? But that's not the reason why I'm thick. I'm thick because I like food. And I'm going to tell you this. I am not changing for nobody. I lost the weight because I knew I needed to, and I was having a lot of chronic issues with my health. But as far as my hair, my nails, my way I do my makeup, what perfumes I wear, you know, like, just normal things that you could change, you can forget it. If you don't like me, I'm sarcastic. And I mean, let's just put this out here. I'm sarcastic. I cuss. I did grow up in the Bible Belt. I did grow up talking and being in the church and, you know, being part of the community. I walked away. Excuse me. I walked away from that. And the reason why I walked away is church can be deceiving and I feel like it's a cult. Now, I say that with the intentions of saying, yes, I do believe in God. But however, I am not the one that's going to push religion down your throat. I do pray. But I'm not going to tell you that I'm 100% all on board with Christianity. There are things that are practiced in different churches and it's not the same. And I will not go back to church. I am myself. If you do not like the loud, sarcastic, sweet, I cuss and I am bipolar and I'm a raging firecracker person, then I'm not the person to be friends with. I'm not the person to have in your life. I'm telling you, it is what it is. They say be kind, I'm going to tell you the truth. And if it hurts you, then I'm sorry. But it's just the cold, hard truth hurts. My grandmother was the same way. Although that woman had the faith of a mustard seed and I aspire to be like her. But I know I will never beat her. That woman was the perfect dime, and I know nobody is perfect but Jesus. But let me tell you something. That woman, she would hurt your feelings and make you feel better in the same breath. And that's just it, you know? I want to be that way, but at the same time, I'm too mean and too bipolar and too much of a bitch. You know, I'm going to consult you when I fuck up. But, you know, I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you the truth, and it's going to fucking hurt. But this is what it is. And then I'm going to say I'm sorry. But then I'm not. So that's where the bitch part of me comes in. I am real. I am unraw. I say unraw, but I'm just the raw, hard, cold truth. And I'm not going to sugarcoat it. And I think that's where we fucked up as a society. As these new people coming in, that's changing their genders. And that's changing, you know, what they want to follow as. And this and that and the other. And they want to, you want to be an alien or whatever. I don't care what you want to be. If that's what you want to be, then fine. I was born a female. I'm going to be a female. And I know this is going to hit some home runs. But I like, yeah, I'm an ally, but I'm an ally to the original LGBTQ+. You want to be a man and you were born a woman? More props to you. If you're bi, hello, I'm bi. If you're a lesbian, congratulations. I support you. If you're gay, I support you. If you're trans, which I just said that, but if you're trans, go right ahead. That's the whole, it's getting out of hand where people want to identify as cats and dogs and aliens and lizards. What? I'm an ally, but to the original LGBTQ community. And I just can't say that I stand behind people wanting to be a lizard, because why? And that's my opinion, and that's, you know, where I stand. I am a bisexual person. I lean more toward men, but I think women are beautiful. I love all women. And I'm not going to sit here and tell you that, you know, you're a bad person, you're going to hell, because I'm bisexual. I have dated women before. I've dated men before. I've dated both, obviously. So I am getting married to a man, and I love him. And, you know, if something doesn't work out between me and my soon-to-be husband that I call husband, then, you know, I may find a nice, decent woman to be with. But, you know, that's that, you know. But I will never criticize you for, you know, who you love or the way that you dress or what you want to be in life. But it's just, I can't get over the, I want to be a lizard. I identify as a lizard. No, honey, you do not identify as a lizard. You're a human being. I'm sorry. I can't. A lizard is not a human. Oh my God. And I know when people are listening to this, you're going to either like love me or hate me. And I'm just sorry, but I told you I had a lot to talk about today. And this has been on my mind. I have a coworker, and I don't even think they work. No, they don't work in our contract. But there was somebody that came up to me when I was at work, and they were like, I identify as a cow. And I'm like, please tell me you're joking, like in a literal, like, I'm joking sense. And he was like, no, I'm going to start identifying as a cow. And I had to walk away because I was just like, what the fuck is wrong with the world? We have come to this. We're going to have a bunch of mooses running around here, like, here soon that are in human form. But cool. Yeah, no. Like I said, I will support you if you, you know, love the opposite sex, if you love the same sex, if you want to transition from boy to girl, girl to boy. I just do not feel as if I can relate or say that I agree with somebody feeling like an animal, an insect, some mythical creature. I mean, hell, if I wanted to be something else other than a human being, I would be a dragon, because I would blow the hell out of some fire on some folks, but that's just me. But I don't identify as that. I identify as a badass bitch, and that's who I am. You don't like me, then oh well. So, but yeah, our society has literally put us into a position where we either have to be a double negative zero and have the perfect flawless tan skin, perfect hair, no, you know, little breakage on our hair as women, and men have to be, you have to have an 8-pack, you have to have a golden body, you know, whatever. No, honey, we fat people, we like to eat. My household likes to eat. My dog is fat, my cat is fat, I'm fat. And I mean, people say you're slim thick. And I'm like, what the fuck is slim thick? I have a coworker that says, I love slim thick women. Oh, baby, what is slim thick? Because ain't nothing about me slim. I am thick. I am thicker than a Snicker. Is that what that was? That little meme, whatever that thing is called? Listen, I'm 30, I don't know all this language, lingo, whatever. I ain't no slim thick. I don't know where my booty ain't no dump truck, but you know what? You know, it's back there. I can feel it. It's more cushioned back there than it was like 4 years ago. So, but yeah, our society is shit. And I'm just going to be the one to tell you, you need to be yourself. Just be yourself, you know, and I'm not talking about identifying as something weird. I'm just saying either be the girl or the boy that you were either born to be or want to transition to. Love who you want to love, but be yourself. Be an original human being, because in a society full of people that want to be the same and want to be like the models on TV and want to be the skinny girl that gets the 10,000 likes because it's unreal and unnatural and that's what people like, be you. And somebody, I promise you, I'm going to love you for who you are, because you are a beautiful creature, a human being. But I'm not standing behind you if you want to be a lizard. I'm sorry. That's just it. You know, we are unique people. There are unique people in the world who has many talents, who have different forms of art. You know, that's just like tattoos, you know. Oh, you're not supposed to have tattoos. Guess what, baby? I got tattoos. I got piercings. I want more tattoos. I want to be covered in them. You don't like it, then, oh well, that's your opinion. I like what I like. This is my canvas. This is my art. This is my body. I am literally going to do what I feel is best for my body and what's best for me. So please don't come at me telling me no, 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 you know, whatever. But I just, you know, our society has really, really fucked us up for our mental health, you know. It's, you're crazy, you need to be in a psych ward. You've got all these medical conditions, let's just take pills. Just, there's voices in your head, let's add more pills to, you know, everything. And so you're just pretty much a pincushion for pills. Pincushion for medicine. In reality, I don't want to take medicine. I've been told I need to see a therapist. I've been told that, you know, your mental health isn't real. You're just crazy in the head. I think you need to go to the psych ward and have a doctor evaluate you. I've had people tell me that, and I'm like, I know what's wrong with me. I was diagnosed at the age of 10. At the age of 10, I was having issues at home. I was lashing out. I was getting very angry. I went to actually see a doctor about it, and I was diagnosed at 10 years old that I have bipolar depression disorder, and it's only going to get worse as I get older. And I'm not even going on. From my teens into I was 25, those were the time frames where it was the worst for me. It was the hardest for me. I experienced more in my life than I have in the entire 29 years that I have been alive. And it was really difficult for me. And it was life-changing. I went through a lot of things, including meeting my dad, including a few of the deaths that I've had to go through that were really just hard for me to handle. So with that being said, it just, and as an adult, I think that because I've worked so much and that I have put myself in a position where I'm in a professional manner, I can control my mouth a lot more. But I'm going to tell you, when I'm by myself, or is it just me and a person one-on-one versus, you know, a whole room full of people, I am going to say what I want to say, but I'll say it in a bit of a professional matter versus if I'm one-on-one with you, I'm going to let you have it, and I really don't give a fuck who hears me. And I could see an improvement in that. But, you know, as far as the depression side of it, you know, I do get depressed. So that is why I took the time off that I needed. And, of course, you know, the things that have going on for the last 3 weeks, it just have really just, you need to stop, you need to sleep type thing. And I'm like, oh, okay, cool. But if you have, everybody has mental health issues, I'm sorry, it's just the truth of the matter. You have so much going on. It's life, it's society, it's the world that we live in. Ever since COVID hit, we have not been the same. None of us have been the same. And I just want to tell you, one, you're loved. Two, you are worth it. Three, if you ever need somebody to reach out to, talk about anything, it doesn't matter what time of day it is, when it is, what day it is, if I'm alive and awake, and I say alive and awake being if I'm not asleep, I will answer you. My socials will be in my description. Find me, follow me, talk to me. I will answer back. I am not a content creator. I am not a podcaster who doesn't answer back. So anything you want to talk about. And if you want me to actually add it into my episode for the next episode, let me know. If you don't, we'll keep it private. It'll be between you and I. I am a total stranger to you. You don't know who I am, and that's okay. But I'm going to tell you something. I will be the one who talks to you, and I can get your, you know, try to help you with trying to get your, so you shine back. I'm not a doctor. I will tell you that. I'm not anything like that. I will be your friend. I will be your confidant. If you don't know what that is from, you are too young to be listening. Just kidding. I'm serious, though. If you don't know where that's from, go watch a few episodes of Golden Girls and then come back and talk to me. But I just want to tell you that you're not alone and that you will forever be, you know, loved. I will love you forever. You know, I'm a person that has a heart of gold, and I will love somebody. But just remember, I am very raw and very literally just open and honest about everything that I talk about. So if you're not prepared for that, I wouldn't even hit me up. But just remember you're loved. So the next thing that I wanted to talk about is Charles. This man, I swear. So if you didn't know, if you're new here, he's in jail. And you can, you know, pretty much go back and watch a few episodes, and I'll explain a lot. But while he has been in, I think he's got a total of 6 tattoos? I want to say 6. I'm not 100% sure. I could be wrong. I could be wrong. I really think I'm wrong. Anywho, 6 tattoos. 6. And this man, I don't know. Like, I don't know. Anyway, the newest tattoo he got was my name tattooed on his right hand from the first knuckle. I think, I want to say his first knuckle, his pointing finger all the way down to his thumb. It's the length of his thumb, and this man got some big hands. I'm just going to tell you that right now. And it looks good. I haven't seen it yet. We have visitation today, so I get to see it today. But yeah, I'm excited for it. I can't wait to see it. And, super excited to, you know, hear him, get to talk to him, and just, you know, I'm really excited, you know, I just, he makes me happy. So, I just, I'm surprised. Nobody's ever had my name tattooed on them before, but this man has gotten my name, my initials, something else. Our anniversary date is on him. Like, I'm just like, what? I done told him that if he gets anything tattooed on his face, I'll smack the hell out of him. Because, no. But he does have a fellow friend in there that got a dollar sign tattooed between his eyebrows. And I'm just like, dude, you're stupid. Your wife or your girlfriend or whomever you're dating is going to punch you straight square in the nose. Like, get your life together, man. Like, come on. Come on. But it's never a dull moment, Charles. With Charles, I enjoy listening to his conversations and what he's talking about and what's going on. He just, you know, it's the same thing every day for him, but there's always something new going on. So, oh goodness, why am I yawning? I guess I need some more coffee or tea or something, even though I have tea. Anywho, so the next thing I want to talk about is goals. So, I live in a rundown rat hole, as I like to call it. And it's nice, but it's a rat hole. Last night when I was in the shower head literally just bursted at me, and it's broke. So I put in a maintenance request for it to get fixed. I don't know if it's going to get fixed. I hope it's going to get fixed, but we'll see. But where I was going with this was I have goals. When Charles does come home, I'm looking for a different place to live before he comes home. It has been a struggle. But I am looking for something. And the goal, once he gets home, is for him to, you know, find a job and a save so we can buy a house. And I definitely want to get out of the area. I'm not gonna lie. I want something new. I want something exciting. So the goal is to just buy a piece of land. I want a double-wide trailer. Yes, go ahead and call me trailer park trash, but you know what? You can fix up a trailer to make it look beautiful, and, you know, it doesn't make you trailer trash. I'm just telling you. But I want a piece of land with a trailer on it, and I want to be able to build on to when we expand our family. I want a garden. I want trees planted. I want a flower bed. There's so many things that I want. I want a nice patio. I mean, girl can dream. My Pinterest is filled with ideas of what I want for our new home. And it will happen. I'm a DIYer. Definitely love to DIY stuff. So a lot of my stuff in my home will be DIY'd. But, you know, that's okay. Because I'm all for it. Let me know where you live so I can take an idea, like take a few like looks at places that we could go. It could be out of state. Of course, you know, I'm located in Alabama. It could be out of state. We are open to opinions and options. Somewhere preferably where there's no, like not a lot of crime, somewhere where it's quiet, is pretty much what we're looking for. We've talked about it and discussed it. Maybe I should leave the county. I don't know, but just let me know where you're from. And I just want to take a look in, like, the area and see where, you know, where you're looking at and where what it looks like. You know, I just, an idea would be nice. I want to find something and just be able to feel like it's home. And right now, it just doesn't feel like home. So, yeah. So, tell me a little bit about what your goals are. That's the biggest goal we're working on now. Having this wedding, which, you know, won't happen until he's home, but, you know, it will happen eventually, and I can't wait to share that with all of you. Being able to have that house that I just talked about, it will happen. I know it will. Just definitely working on self-reflection and healing, and just, you know, we're still in a healing period over here, and I'm pretty sure a lot of people are, but it's just, you know, one of those things where it's going to happen. We just got to take our time, and we're going to get there, day by day, one step at a time. And it's at your own pace. You heal when you're ready to heal, and you take as long as you need. You don't have to feel like you have to heal right this second, and it has to be done in 2 seconds. Because healing is linear. It will go up and down and down and in a spiral and just some ups and downs and turns and flips. You know, it's not something that's perfect because healing hurts. And while you're healing and finding yourself again, you know, it's going to sting, you know. Even have to cut those people off or, you know, end a relationship or just, you know, try to better yourself. It hurts because you remember where you're at when you started this time period that you were in from healing from. And you now know that, you know, I want to get to this person, this better version of me. And it's going to take some time. It's going to be a spiral. You're going to hurt, but you're never alone. If you too are healing from whatever it is that you're healing from that you don't tell anybody about, feel free to send me a message. I will talk to you. We'll get through it together. You know, I will encourage you and be someone who, you know, walks you through it and talks to you about it. You know, you do not have to be alone during this journey. I promise you that. So the last thing I want to talk about are some upcoming things that I'm working on. So, it's come to my attention that, you know, while I do have my own personal things, social media platforms, probably need to start an Instagram page and a Facebook page for the Salted Tea. So if you have Instagram, I haven't got it up yet, but I will definitely get it up there probably by the next episode. I'm trying to get them, you know, worked up, or I may just literally just keep it on my personal page. I'm not sure yet. I haven't decided. I have been looking into different social media platforms that people use that are popular to promote this podcast on. But feel free to share, you know, comment, email, hit me up on Instagram, Facebook. I have taken my Twitter down. I don't use Twitter as much as I thought I would. I also have a Threads account, which is the same as, you know, almost the same as Twitter, but it's more interactive. So with that being said, I definitely will post socials that you can, you know, follow, comment, share with your friends. You know, this is not your average podcast, and I just wanted to let you know that because I'm not a person that's an average Joe. Like, I am, you know, a working 9-to-5 person who has a life that's in shackles right now, pretty much. So just, you know, find me where the podcasts are: Spotify, Amazon Music, Apple. There's one other one, but I can't remember at this moment. And just listen, play it on your ear, put your phone down, and just listen to my crazy rambles. But like I said, I am working on getting an Instagram page and a pretty much somewhat like a business page, a like page, up for the Salty Tea. It's taking me a little bit longer for the Facebook page. But if you want the deets, definitely just be looking out for a post on Instagram. The link will be, you know, in the description below so that you guys can follow and share. And I am going to make a new email for just the salty tea. I'm working on that as well. So it'll probably be done before tonight's episode. But thank you for listening. This is literally probably the longest podcast episode I'll ever do. I try to keep it under 30 minutes just because I know everybody has busy lives. But this is the longest one. I have not been here in 3 weeks. Just keep that in mind. I had a lot to talk about. But as always, I hope that everyone has a wonderful day. Like I said, you're probably going to be listening to this on a Sunday. This was recorded at 6 o'clock in the morning on a Sunday. And I am very much, you know, trying to get this posted before everybody wakes up. But sometimes it takes up to 2 hours for it to post on the website. But, you know, I hope that you enjoy this. It's a lot to go over. It's a lot. It can be overwhelming, but just know that I am just as overwhelmed as you with talking about it, because it was a lot to just let out today. So stay tuned for the next episode. I hope you had enough tea for the day. Oh, well. Until next time, stay hydrated. It's hot outside today. It's probably going to be hot for the next, like, 6 months. Well, let's hope not, because in 6 months, it'll be like February, at least for the next 3 months. Yeah, I don't know. My ADHD is starting to, you know, bounce around at the moment. Let me get off of here. All right. Have a great day, guys. I'll talk to you next episode. Peace out.